4HKX, KP2HXS.
KX, morning, Dave.
Hey, there is somebody on the machine. Holy mackerel, good morning.
How are you doing? You out and heading to your next job?
Yes, sir. I'm going to be out and about today. Going to take tomorrow off, and I'm back to it on Thursday.
I'm on my way out here to pick up a toolbox and meet the delivery guy.
Oh, now, how do you deal with that? You get strapped on your tailgate on the outside, or does it go inside the vehicle?
The vehicle. I'll use the lift gate on the truck to move it over.
Gotcha, gotcha. Now, I've seen some of you guys strap them big old monsters on the outside. I guess that's the only way to move those things, right?
As long as it will fit in my door, I'm putting it in the truck. I'm not hauling it outside.
No, that's smart. That's a smart way to do it, I think.
Yeah, I would rather move it in pieces than try to do that. Because you try, that's a lot of tail width back there behind the axles with that lift gate down.
Yep. No, I get that, and it's a lot of opportunity to somebody to mess with it, which you really don't need.
To me, that's just asking for a problem. I'd rather make two trips if I have to do it that way.
There you go. Yeah, work smarter, not harder. Yeah, I'm just heading into the supply house this morning, get a few things, and I'm heading the other side of Greenville. Could be down there off of Augusta Road down there. Do some work on the unit for a couple hours, and I'm going to come back and get another unit up and running this afternoon, maybe. And then see what happens, see what the rest of the week brings.
Well, I am here where I got to meet this guy, so I'm going to hop off here, Dave, so I can get in this parking lot. But good to hear you. Be careful out there today. KO4H kicks, and I'll be clear. Set free.
All right, my friend. Have a good day. Be safe. Be careful. KP2HXS is out and listening for a few more minutes.
Set okay.
Hey, morning, Shane.
7-3, Patrick, if you hear me. I guess if you're going to be down Augusta Roadway, I need to watch out.
Yeah. I'll be down that way shortly.
That's where I start out in the morning. I don't know how far down you go, but I will watch out for a vehicle with an antenna on it.
And a trailer today. I'm right there where I take Church Street down to Augusta, take a left, and then go to that first traffic light and take a right, and I'll be down in that neighborhood down that way somewhere. Broadway Street, I think it is.
Oh, good. That's good. I'm nowhere near that part of Augusta. I'm a lot further down, closer to Donaldson Center. Okay.
Whew. Oh, nice. Real nice. You wouldn't want to stop by and say hello and bother me while I'm working? You know, what can Brown do for you? Thanks a lot. Appreciate that.
Difficulty getting in those neighborhoods where you're going.
Oh, you back in the tractor trailer?
Tractor trailer.
Oh, I thought you were doing deliveries off the... Okay, I didn't know that. Oh, yeah, you'd have a heck of a time in this neighborhood. The streets are kind of tight.
Started driving for UPS as a delivery driver. I was working that area, Augusta Road. And it's got a lot of... there's a lot of memories. We actually... Beth and I lived right there off Katiche Avenue, one block off of Augusta and Grove. When we first got married, we had a little duplex there.
That's a nice little area down there. They're cleaning it up and building it up nice. It's just sometimes traffic's a little horrendous.
Always horrendous, but yes, they've a lot of businesses have moved in, moved out. A lot of they got a lot of new condos or homes built through there. They've squeezed them in, and the tree line has so changed so much. There were so many big, huge old oak trees all along there, Grove and Augusta and Mills Avenue, and I've been kind of going over there recently. I don't go over there much, but going back and forth to the hospital, I've noticed how much the skyline has changed.
Oh, I bet. You've seen this area grow, just like I saw my hometown grow up on Long Island. You know, granted, But, yeah, the house I'm working on is an old, I don't even know when the heck I'm working on the package unit. this lady lost her husband back in November, kind of out of the blue. He was only in his 60s. He went in the hospital on November 15th and passed on the 18th. He's been on oxygen for a few years, but it came a little bit of a shock.
I hate that for her. That's sad. But that neighborhood, that whole, all along Augusta Road there, they are some old homes in there, and some old money in that area, or used to be anyway. They may have moved on or died off by now.
This was, I guess, the grandparents' house or something, or parents' house, and my customer now is taking over everything, and I worked on their kids' home, so that's how they know me. So now they got me working on this one.
Now we're newly married, and we were renting that little duplex. We were talking about buying a house and looking around, and there was a house that was a bank sale type house right on Ferris, West Ferris Road, headed down towards the hospital. Big brick home. I mean, I don't know how many square feet, but a couple stories with maybe a basement. And they had it for sale for $85,000. And we were like, man, there's no way we could afford that. I wish we'd have made it work, because it's probably worth multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars now.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I was just going to say that. My goodness. Can you imagine what it's worth today? Well, listen, I'm about to turn into my supply house. Let me get out of here. You have a good day, and I'm sure we'll catch you throughout the day, Shane. N4ZLK, KB2HX, 73.
Dave, nice to talk to you. Be careful out there on Augusta Road. N4ZLK.